أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Akmaduhu Wastahinahu Wastadihi Wastafilrahu. Ashadu La Lahadala Chubadu La Sharika Lahu. Ashadu Anna Muhammada Abduhu the Rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah Wasalatu Wasalamu Ali Kiril and Musalim. Wa Alihi Wasabi Yajmain. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance. And I ask for His forgiveness. Okay. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one without any partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets. Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions, Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors, all praise due to Allah, who sit down upon us his book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life, and completed my favor and my blessing and my favor upon you, and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united, and has made it forbidden to become separated from his clear book. I advise you, as well as I advise myself first, to have regard, taqwa, consciousness, awareness for Allah the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum and Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wamin ayatihi an yursila al-riyaha mubashshiratin waliyuthiqakum min rahmatihi walitajriya al-fulkul bil amri hi wali tab ta u min fadlihi wala alakum Tashkulurunna. And the translation of this expression is as follows: Seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. And of his signs is that he sends the winds as bringers of good tidings, and let you taste his mercy, and so the ships may sail at his command, and you may seek of his bounty, and perhaps you will be grateful. This is the 46th ayat of the 30th surah of the Quran, and we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, recognizing the blessings of God. Recognizing the blessings of God. In a report of Hadith from Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, he reported that from Aisha, radiallahu anha, that the Prophet, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, no blessing is bestowed on a servant, and he realizes that it is from Allah. But the reward of giving gratitude is, for it is written for him. Never does Allah know the regret of his slave, his servant, for a wrong action he has committed. But Allah forgives his wrong action he has committed. But Allah forgives his wrong action before the servant seeks forgiveness. No man buys a garment with his own money, then puts it on and thanks Allah. But Allah will have forgiven him for all his wrong actions before the garment reaches his knees. And the second narration of a reporting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Al-Mughira. He said that the Prophet used to offer his prayers at night and his feet would become swollen. And somebody said to the Prophet, Allah has forgiven you your faults of the past and those to follow. And on that the Prophet responded, shouldn't I be a thankful servant to Allah? So as always, as we begin, we keep begin our focus on the goal of coming to Jummah. And this means we turn our attention to Allah. Highly glorified is He. And if we aren't able to make Jummah, we still know that there is a certain time besides the other prescribed times. But there's a certain time on that Friday that we need to realize that focus is on Allah. Our time zone focuses on Allah at this time. All across the world, during the same time, focus becomes on Allah. When we look at this date, today's date, the day after the Thanksgiving holiday, right? And I understand that for some, it's just another day. But for the believer, it's just another day that we are thankful. We are grateful to Allah. So the last word in this ayat in today's presentation is tashkuruna. It means be grateful. You know, it comes from shakara, right? Means grateful. It gives thanks. But it also means to realize or acknowledge one's favor. This being an important concept for us today. So the last word kind of is what brings the whole ayat into focus. So that's why I want to bring it up first. When we look at this ayat, the purpose for us in our lives is to acknowledge, to recognize that God has favored us in some way. Allah says in the Quran that the bounty of Allah, that is the bounty of Allah, which He gives whom He wills. And for each of us, we've been given something from Allah that only He can give. And as the ayat opens and he says, of his signs, right? Wa min ayatihi, of his signs. When we look at our lives and we look at our human development, we have to look at what we know are signs. We all know that we're not where we were so many years ago. And if we look back, we can see signs that Allah was doing something with us in our lives. You know, there are signs in the creation and there are signs in our own selves, right? That's what Allah tells us. So with that thought pattern, we can look at what Allah is telling us to reach the outcome of shakara, of gratitude, thankfulness, right? And I want us to keep being grateful. I want us to keep that mindset of being grateful and thankful on our minds during this whole presentation, inshallah. Did I get disconnected? Yes, I did. I don't know. But I want us to go into the fact that for those that for us to have those type of feelings, that we keep the thankfulness, keep the gratitude on our minds, and have those realizations, we must be just like we were when we took the Shahada. Right? We have to acknowledge it. We must acknowledge what is giving us that feeling that is coming from the one who gives without measure. When we think of why we feel blessed, right? We think of why we feel blessed, why we feel favored, why we're thankful. It can change our attitudes. It can change our attitudes. So when we have some difficulties, now we can become a bit selfish. We can become a bit selfish, and it is common, right? Everybody wants to have things run smoothly. You know? Everybody wants to have that good streak, that good run. Man, it's just been going good, right? They call it a streak in sports. He's on a good streak. Sometimes you can be on a bad streak, too. And for us, as we develop, we have to realize that even if something doesn't seem to be a good fortune, it is in the plan of Allah. And even out of some of the things that we consider bad, some of the things that we consider, man, this is rough right now, there's something good that's going to come out of it. Imam Muhammad, he said that being thankful to God is life. And he said being miserable is death. Now think about God as the giver of life and death, right? And I know first we're going to think physical, right? El Muhyi, the giver of life, and El Mumit, the giver of death. And think about what I just quoted from the Imam. When we are ungrateful, when we're miserable, when something's always bothering us in our attitudes, well, do we think that God is going to change that for us? Right? Allah says that He's not going to change the condition until you change what's inside of your heart. So the more we do not acknowledge that even in this trial, something is in it for us, meaning we have to turn being miserable into being grateful. We have to refuse to let being miserable about something cause us to lose that life that we've been called to. That is why we say, well, you know, it could be worse. Everybody says that. Well, it could be worse. Being miserable, but what we should learn to say is, well, we thank Allah that is not worse. You know, being miserable could take years off your life. All right. Or if Allah wishes, He will let you stew in that misery and keep you here a long time. Allah says, "Is that He sends the winds as bringers of good tidings." So when we're in some heat, what is the one thing we want to need? Right? We want a breeze, a nice breeze. Right? Now remember, the living and the dead are not alike. So think about these breezes. If the heat bothers us, and we think it's a hot breeze, there ain't nothing but hot air blowing out there. It's making it worse. That's dead thinking. But when we recognize that the breeze is relief, maybe the breeze is going to stop, even if it's a hot breeze, maybe it's going to stop one thing that could be negative. Maybe we have to look at it like that. And that's life thinking. So when He sends, and this word is the same, is Rasul. Rasul. Right? It's basically the same word as, you know, we get for messenger, right? Whenever He sends something, whenever Allah sends something, it's His messenger. Even if we don't associate it with a being, the wind is His messenger. Al-Riyaha, this is the winds, right? This is the winds. It's the word for the winds. But it also means spirit, right? Ruh. Ruh. That he sends his ruh. So they say he translates, I send the winds. But he's saying, I send my spirit. I send my revelation. We have to make this connection. Let's make this connection, inshallah. When Allah said he sends the winds, it brings us a good glad tidings. And this tidings, glad tidings, is Bashir, right? Bashir. The good news bringer. We can also look at this as we are thinking about what we have to acknowledge that God has done for us. We can look at this as he has sent messengers that brought the spirit of God to us as good news. And to change us into the better creation to bring us to the good life. Our goal is to be a Bashir. Our goal is to be Bashir. That creation that has excelled in our evolution. So what does this mean to us? Well, this means we have now looked at anything that Allah does as a blessing in some way. Any and everything. We see the ruh that we hear so much about. It is that spirit that cannot do anything but acknowledge God. Excuse me, God. Because it is in that. Right? It is in that spirit. It's in that we find Allah. And let me explain what I mean by that. This ruh, right? This ruh, right? It's the spirit, but it's also the revelation. It's also the revelation, right? And in the signs are revelation for us. This is where we become conscious. When we start recognizing signs, that means you have become conscious, right? So think about Adam, alayhi salam. When he received some words from his Lord, that's when he became conscious. Because he was given a place to dwell. He was told what to stay away from, you know, from a point, right? And now this is after the creation. So I don't have to go into or address the created in error thing. I don't have to do this. This is all after the creation. He was placed here and told what to do, what not to do, right? So the error came after he was deceived. He was deceived that he could have more. Right? This is what he was deceived. What he was told he could have eternal life. What he had, he was told he could have more. Can we see the connection? When we have enough, it is something in us that is, if not controlled, not conscious, can tend to think we want more. I mean, this is the society that we live in, right? This is the Shaitan's nature. You know, Aesop, he had a quote. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. Now, I'm not in no shape or form trying to say that we should be satisfied in everything we have or everything we do. Because some things we have to keep striving for. I'm saying that if we do not understand that what Allah has given us, with what Allah has given us, we can best enjoy it if we realize that we have been given, what we have been given is what Allah has decided we need to have. And he's the best of judges. It just may be that's enough for you. Allah will test you in what you have. So if he gives you something, he's going to test you in what you have already. And if we do right, then we can quote, then we quote unquote, don't have much to do. If we do right, then we don't have much to do when we better, because we better do right with it, right? We have to do right with it because we might not get anything else. And if we do right by what we have, then when Allah gives us more, we'll know how to handle it, right? An old rap lyric that, you know, more money, more problems. If you can't handle a little bit of something, how are you going to handle a big bit of something? This is why, as we continue to move through this ayat, to let you taste of his mercy. See, when something good happens, it is just to let us taste some of it. Taste some of that mercy, right? That Rahima, right? The mercy. It is to let us taste some of the best favor we can receive from the Lord of all systems of knowledge. This taste, and as I close this first part, this taste, thaqa, right? It means taste, but it also means to experience. It means to experience. And this word being in the fourth form, meaning that there's a cause for it to happen. The primary cause. Experience means we learn from something. We encounter, undergo something. Now, if we can learn from it, then it's for our benefit. But if we do not learn from it, then rest assured that when it comes along again, right? When it comes along again, it will be another chance for you to gain that experience. Now, how many times as children and how many times as parents did you have to say, oh, you didn't learn the last time? You didn't learn the last time. Well, here's another chance for you to learn this lesson. That's what experience is. All this is for us to learn to be a special creation of Allah. We have to learn that, to know that what is his mercy, right? What is his favor? What is his guidance? Not just in the material things in our lives, but in every aspect of our lives that we can experience some of that. Because as we go through life, we have to teach ourselves to recognize God in our lives. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recognizing the blessings of God. So we understand that as the ayah moves on, we're like those ships that the example from Allah has given us, right? So the ships may sail at his command, so you may seek of his bounty. Now the word, and again, I go into the vocabulary always because I want us to become familiar with the words of God from the Quran. So this word is expressed as ship, al-fulku, right? It means ship, vessel, right? But it also means the orbit of a celestial body. Okay? That's what it also means. Now, let us make some more connections, inshallah. The bringing of the winds, Rasul. That's also in form four. Right? The cause was Allah sending it. Right? I bring this up because when you look at the grammar, you look at the different words. It's either my thoughts, because this is the beautiful revelation of God that specifically is for me. Everybody has their revelation. Everybody has their revelation. So I'm just sharing what I'm feeling, what I'm seeing. But everybody has their revelation. The words don't change, but the meanings and how you feel about them, how they affect you, change for you. For everybody to get the same goal that Allah has. Because they're designed for our soul. They're designed for our soul. So I look at Rasul sending the winds and the dhaka for our experience as what's behind the events. What's behind the events. When we look at the ships sailing on the sea, and we know that ships need wind, right? Don't think about the powered boats now. Think about the ships. You know, that's just the evolution of man and his thinking, that we could put motors and engines in boats. But boats couldn't go anywhere if they didn't have no wind. Right? The winds were a mercy for the ships. You know, commerce has been moved throughout the sea all through time. Still. All this, the reason why they say the shelves are empty now is because the docks are full of products, right? This is what they're saying, right? But so they move through the sea seeking the bounty. For us, let us look at that in the terms of our own lives. You know, we're ships. We're ships, right? They call our bodies what? Vessels. They call our bodies vessels. This vessel that carries our soul. right? The soul needs to be guided. The soul needs direction. The soul needs a destination. Remember, our soul wants to go in the right direction. It wants to return to that state of original obedience, that original nature. This is our goal. Now that now what has been brought to us, the winds, the ruh, the spirit, the revelation, what is the best map for us on this journey we're on but the map that God has given us? What are we seeking? All right, His bounty. Allah's bounty. They express it as bounty, but it also means to be excellent, superior. Remember, the good news is bashir, right? The good tidings is bashir. Being excellent and superior in our nature is being a bashir. And this word fadlihi, it also means surplus. For Allah, who needs nothing, everything He gives us is extra. He needs nothing. God has no needs other than to see us be the best obedient servants we can be. And I opened up with the reporting of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said that no blessing is bestowed on a slave and a servant, and he realized that it is from Allah, but the reward of giving gratitude for it is written for him. Allah knows what we would do before we even know what we're going to go through. But He has given us what we need to be able to have our gratitude already accepted, because we've gained the experience, right? And we need to acknowledge what God has done for us. This is why, when we go back to the meaning of the word, that the orbit of the celestial body is important. Our body is a vessel. It's what houses our soul. So what do they call a birthday? What do they say when somebody has a birthday and they don't want to say, oh, I'm celebrating a birthday? They say, I'm celebrating another orbit around the sun. Okay? So we're celestial beings. Celestial beings. We have our place in the universe. Right? Understand where I'm coming from. Inshallah. Our lives are spiritual. Not that we only can live in the spiritual world. But we are atoms. Right? We are from the children of Adam, right? But we are also atoms, A-T-O-M-S. And atoms are surrounded by protons and neutrons, right? Think of our lives as an atom, right? We're surrounded by positives and negatives. They never leave. Our own world is full of protons and neutrons. And just like that ship that sails through the waters, our lives are influenced by the sensitivities of the waters. Right? The tides are high, we seek help. And when the tides are low, and they forget that they called out to Allah for help. This is what this is telling us. We have been given enough to look at, right? When they dry dock a ship, all right? And dry docking is when they bring a ship out of the water and they want to do repairs on the ship, or they want to take the ship out of service. They dry dock it. So during the dry dock, the whole ship is brought and anything that's in the water is out of the water, right? So it could be cleaned, inspected, whatever. This means that they take it out of the water. So when we make salat, we use water if available, right? So for this example, we have water. But once we're done, we don't go to Salat dripping with water. We dry off, right? We dry off. You go walking down through the house and see somebody, don't say something about you wetting up all the house, because you're thinking, okay, yeah, I know every drop that falls off of, yeah. But it's in the action of making wudu. It ain't all, you know, it ain't going to soak up the whole house because you want to be wet. No, you dry off. We take our vessels out of the water and go make the salat. Go worship, right? This is the time we can repair our vessels. We dry dock ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said that your Lord delights in a shepherd who announces the call to prayer at the peak of a mountain and he prays. And Allah Almighty says that, behold, my servant who calls to prayer, performs prayer, and reveres me, I have forgiven my servant and admitted him into paradise. The most important way we can express our gratitude for the mercy, for the experiences, for the blessings, for what God has done for us is to get up and take our vessel out of the sea, out of the water where you got all these emotions going on, and go to worship our Creator. So for us to be looking at the orbit around, let's go back to the orbit around this, right? The ships, the whole understanding is that we know that life moves on. It's telling you life moves on. It's always constant. And the symbol of the winds are that breeze comes, but that breeze stops. Man, that was a nice breeze. We're going to need another one of them. That was a nice breeze there, though, right? But it stops. Then what? Right? The prophet Dawood, alayhi salam, David, in scripture, he asked God, what is the least of your blessings? And God revealed to him, oh, Dawood, take a breath. Take a breath. And Dawood took a breath. And Allah revealed, that is the least of my blessings on you. The simple breath of life. The simple breath of life is the least that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do for you. That's big. If you think that that's the least, that's zero. That's at the bottom of the totem pole. But when you get a phone call and a brother that you've known since you've been in the community has passed away, somebody you've known your whole life has passed away, and you think about the least that he's going to do for you, that's a blessing to realize that. When the breeze stops, the blessing of Allah continues, even if we don't realize it. So we look at the last 2 years and think about how much we've gone through. But don't think about that as a problem. Think about the blessings. How much experience we've gained over that time. How has Allah sent the winds during these times to us? But these winds are not, these winds are what God feels is necessary for us to learn the good news, right? To learn how to be the better creation. The good news that God will give us the guidance in our lives so we can go out and get what we seek, right? Now, the question that we have to ask each other is, what are we seeking? What are we seeking? If we're just seeking the life of this world, he'll get that to us. Or are we seeking this life and the better life in the hereafter? Are we happy with the fact that we still have to have a question to answer? Have we answered that question yet in our lives? What are we seeking? The good things of the life give us just a taste of what is to come. The bad things of life also gives us a taste of what could come if we do not get our minds right, get our souls right, get our lives right. And they are just to make us realize how good God has been to us. And Imam Muhammad, he defined thankful, right? He said to be grateful and appreciative. When you do that, your soul will like you more. And when you don't do that, your soul won't like you. And your soul will destroy you because your soul wants to be punished. Your own soul hastes you to disrespect the wonderful creation that God has made you. Right? So let's unpack that as we wrap up. The soul inside of our vessels is our soul. And the more appreciative we are to what God has done for us, will do for us, and leave it to God's will, then our soul can grow. And if somebody asks, what's the meaning of life? It is to make our souls the best souls in line with what the Creator has designed for us. Our souls are important. You know, the number one person we have contact with is our own selves, right? You may talk to somebody all day, but you're still going to talk to yourself way more than that, right? Studies have shown that we may think to ourselves between 60 and 80,000 times a day. Just start counting and get to 60,000 and see what time it is when you get there, right?
Now imagine if just 10% of that was thinking about Allah. Because Allah says, and the best remembrance is the remembering of Allah. Right? This is where we connect to our Creator in our soul. This vessel is what we use to do what is necessary. But if our soul does not want to make the salat, the ship will not go to the water by itself. You got to put the ship in the water so that way it's easy to clean so you can go repair your ship. The more we go into our thoughts and bring Allah into them, even if when it is something we do not like, especially when it is something we do not like, then we are showing Allah that we are that shepherd that wants not punish ourselves, but to help ourselves. Now, we know that person whose soul is eating them up. You always know that person. The hell is tearing them up. They just, you know, you can just see the hell on them. You don't want to talk to them. You want to avoid them. Right? I'm sure yesterday there were many people at many houses that were saying, I sure hope somebody ain't coming. They are being hated in their own soul. When we do not live up to what our creation is because we're mad, we're miserable, we're jealous, then all we're doing is hurting ourselves, hurting our own soul. The only one we have. This is the only soul we get. This is where our connection is. It has to be clean. It can't be corrupt. The imam in that quote I said is clearly saying that this is our choice. It is our choice to accept what God has done for us or think we are not getting or think we're not getting enough. Right? But the actions of that choice will determine what our own soul does to us. Showing our acknowledgement of the blessings is best shown in our action that nobody sees. That's what the hadith, the reported hadith is telling us by the shepherd that goes out. He got sheep with him. The sheep can't join. They have their own mode of prayer, but he's out there by himself. What we do when nobody sees, but then when we're around someone, they can feel it. They can feel it. The prophet would pray till his feet would be swollen. And he said, hey, shouldn't I be a thankful servant? Even when he had everything, he still felt he should be thankful. Remember, gratitude turns what we have into enough. All we have to do is look at the fact that we just took a breath. Our heart just pumped. We're getting ready to make salat. Right? We're looking at what we should be thankful for, right? We've helped somebody. Have you helped somebody that needed help? Remember, worship is work. Worship is work. And if we realize that what we have now is good enough for us to be grateful, be grateful for what we have. Thankful service of God. Then we are on the right track to recognizing the blessings of God. Now, inshallah, give us up to the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah. And may Allah be pleased in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'u al-'alim, O our sustainer. Accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen.